Okay, the month's learning, the month of Elul, is sponsored anonymously, L'Refuah Shlema, L'Refel Moshe, Elimelech, Ben Basha. The week of Parshas Kisetze is sponsored by Dr. Rani and Cheryl Nagel. There are 3 yard sites this week, and they should all have, all of their neshama should have an aliyah. And this shir in particular is sponsored by Danny Fishman in honor of Rabbi Steinmetz. So unfortunately, I'm giving the shir, not Rabbi Steinmetz, but it's still in his honor. Okay. So the pasuk in the beginning of this week's parsha says as follows in source 1. B'chiyah v'ish chet mishpat moves v'humas. If you have a person who is given the death penalty and he's put to death, v'salisa oso aleit. He should be hung on some type of tree or some type of wooden pole. The simple read of the pasuk is that anyone who's given the death penalty should be hanged. However, Chazal understand the Mishnah in Maseches Sanhedrin in Perek Nigmar Din has Machlokes Tanoim. Everyone agrees that this does not apply to all Misas based in. It only applies to the Misa of Skila. When a person is stoned, then he is hanged. There's a Machlokes Tanoim. Rashi over here quotes the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that anyone who gets Skila, all of the Niskalin, Kolan Niskalin Nitlin, anyone who gets Skila is subsequently hanged for a brief period of time, as we'll see. And the Ramban over here quotes the opinion of the Chachamim, who argue and say that only 2 people are hanged after they're given this penalty of skila: the Ovid Avodah Zarah and the Megadif, the one who worships Avodah Zarah and the person who curses the Shem Hashem. Those are the 2 people who are hanged. That's the opinion of the Chachamim. That's the way we paskin. It's a whole discussion why Rashi quotes the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who is not accepted lahalacha. We will come back to that, Amir Tzashem. So the next pasuk says, Lo seldeniv laso ala eitz. You should not leave his body on the eitz overnight. Ki kavor tikbirenu bayomahu. You should bury him on that day. Ki kilas elokim taloi. We're going to have to translate what that means. Ki kilas elokim taloi. Velo sitamias ad mascha. Don't let your land, the land of Eretz Yisrael, become tame by leaving the body over. Asher Hashem lokecha nosin lecha nachla, the land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you as an inheritance. So what does the word kikilos elokim taloi mean? What does the phrase kikilos elokim taloi mean? So it's machlokas Rashi and the Ramban. Rashi says kikilos elokim taloi is zilzulo shemelechu. It's a disgrace for the king, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for a person who is given the death penalty to be left hanging overnight. Rashi quotes the fascinating mashal of twins. One of the twins becomes a king, the other king becomes a bandit, and the bandit is taken into custody, and he's given the death penalty for doing something, and he's hanged. And people are going to say, look, the king is being hanged. It's a disgrace for the king. So since everyone has created B'Tselem Elokim, so it's a zilzul, it's a disgrace on a certain level for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for a Jew, or we'll see, maybe anyone, for a person's corpse to be hanging in the open. That's what Rashi quotes from the Mishnah in Maseches Sanhedrin. And the Ramban argues, the Ramban actually quotes the other opinion in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, a different pshat in Ki Kilosun Kimtaloi, that the Lashon Kilala is not a Lashon of zilzul, of disgrace, rather it's a Lashon of Kilala, of curse. If you take a look in Source 3, the Ramban says in the third line, he says, V'zeh tam Ki Kilosun Kimtaloi. This is the pshat in the phrase Kilas elokim taloi. Sheyomru, people are going to say when they see this person's body hanging, why is this person hanging? Because he cursed the Shem Hashem. Because again, the Ramban assumes, like the opinions, like the Chachamim, that this only applies to the Megadif, the one who curses the Shem Hashem. Oh, she'aved avodah zarah plonis, or he worshipped avodah zarah. V'kach v'kach avodah v'kach v'kach os mofes raba. He did some type of avodah zarah. People are going to describe that which he did. V'hasipur ba uba avodasa yikare klala. Discussing, speaking about the avodah zarah or the megadef, the giduf, the cursing the Shem Hashem, on a certain level constitutes klala, constitutes cursing the Shem Hashem, constitutes avodah zarah. So the Ramban says kikilos in kaltoloi is on a certain level. If you allow the person to be hanging for too long, people are going to start talking about the aver that he did, and it's going to cause a greater chil Hashem. It's going to cause a greater chil Hashem. Interestingly, the Marsha Anag Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin in Perek Nigmar Din thinks that these two pshatim, these two reasons of kilos and kintali, whether Rashi's mashal of the two twins or the Ramban's pshat, that it's on a certain level a curse for the Shem Hashem, or it's going to make people speak about Avodah Zarah, it depends on the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. If you assume that the din of Taliyah, of hanging the body, applies to all people who get skila, so then we understand Rashi's opinion that it's the mashal. It's a zilzal to Hashem for a tzela melukim to be hanging, for his corpse to be hanging. But if you assume, like the opinion of the Chachamim, that the din Taliyah applies only to the Oved Avodah Zarah and the Megadef, then we understand that which the Ramban says, that on a certain level, if the person who cursed the Shem Hashem or worshipped Avodah Zarah is hanging for too long, people are going to start speaking about those Averos. On a certain level, it constitutes a klala, it constitutes cursing the Shem Hashem again, or worshipping Avodah Zarah again. So then it seems to be that these two reasons depend on the machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim. That's what the Marsha points out over there in Masechah Sanhedrin. Okay, be that as it may. So what exactly does the word lo sullen, sullen mean? And also, what does it mean, ki kabortik brenu bayomahu? Who's included? Who's included in this avera and the mitzvah? So if you read the pasuk, it seems to be that the avera of lo sullen, to not leave the body over, or ki kabortik brenu bayomahu, the mitzvah of burial, applies to someone who is given the death penalty, right? That's the context of the psukim. A person who is given the death penalty, maybe those who are given skila, their body shouldn't be left hanging. Rather, you should bury them immediately. However, if you take a look in the Gemara, in Masechah Sanhedrin, on Daf Mem Vav Mem Beis, Chazal understand that the mitzvah is a bit more expansive. Take a look in Source 4. The Gemara says, Am Rab Yochanan, Mishu Rab Shem Ben Yochai, Minayin Lamelin Es Meso, Sh'over Allah Below Sese, says Rab Yochanan in the name of Rab Shem Bar Yochai. From where do we know that a person who leaves over his mace, meaning lav dafka a person who's given the death penalty, anyone who has a relative, a mitzvah, to partake in the burial of a relative or someone, maybe a mace mitzvah, from where do we know that if the person leaves over the body and does not bury him, he violates a lo sase? Says the Gemara, Tamalomar ki kabor tik birenu, mikan la melanes meso sh'over below sase. The Gemara says the double lashon of kabor tik birenu constitutes a riboy. It's expanding the mitzvah that even though the simple read of the pasuk is only talking about the person who was given the death penalty, nevertheless, Chazal understand that the additional lashon of kabor tik birenu is coming to teach us that it applies beyond those who are given the death penalty. It applies to all mesim. If a relative, whoever is obligated to do the burial, if they neglect to do it, they do bal tullin, whatever that means, we'll have to see. They do bal tullin, they violate the iser of lo sullin nivlaso al ha'etz. Then the Gemara says, Ika de Amri, Amr Rav Yochan b'shim Rav Shimon Yochai, remez the kvura min ha'Torah minayin. From where do we find a hint to the mitzvah of kvura? Right? The first lashon was talking about the avera of bal tullin. Now we're talking about the mitzvah of kikabor tikbrenu. Tamalomar kikabor tikbrenu mikan remez lekvura min haTorah. From here we see a remez to kvura. Now we're not going to get into exactly whether remez means the rice or the rabban. We are going to, but not the broader discussion of remez, the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether it always means the rabban and sometimes means the rice. So that's what the Gemara in Masechah Sanhedrin says. Now it gets a little confusing when you start looking up the Rambams, because one would get the impression from the Gemara that even though the Pshuto Shel Mikra is that the Isser of leaving over the body and the mitzvah of burying the body, the Pshuto Shel Mikra is that it only applies to the one who got the death penalty. Nevertheless, from the Gemara and Sanhedrin, it sounds like we expand it to all Mesim. When you look at the Rambam, you get a bit of a different impression and also some seemingly contradictory statements of the Rambam. In Source 5, the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, Lo Sase Samach Vav, writes, HaMitzvah Samach Vav, Hiziranu Me'azov HaTaloi, that we should not leave over the person who is hanging. Similar to the Ramban, that we don't want it to lead to an increased curse of the Shem Hashem. His bonus, when people think about it, so says the Ramban, the Isser of Bal Tullin applies to leaving over the person who was given skila, right, the Megadef and the Oved Avodah Zarah, on the beam. The Rambam does not quote the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin, which expands the prohibition of Baal Talin to other Mesim, which is interesting. Okay, so maybe the Rambam thinks it depends on the two Lashonos in the Gemara, but we'll see, it's not so Pashut. If you take a look in source 5, this is where the Rambam quotes the mitzvah of Kvura, and Sefer HaMitzvos, I'm source 6, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam, Mitzvos HaSei Rish Lamed Aleph, the Rambam writes, HaMitzvah Rish Lamed Aleph, he shesivanu likbor haruge basin v'yom sheyargu. The mitzvah to bury haruge basin on the day that they die, we'll have to see what does it mean the day that they die, v'hu amu yisale ki kabor tikberenu bayomahu, v'loshen sifrei ki kabor tikberenu Mitzvos HaSei. Now, says the Rambam, v'hu hadin Bishar HaMesim. The same applies. This mitzvah, the positive commandment of Kikabor Tikberenu, applies not only to Haruge Beisdin, it also applies to Shar Mesim. What does that mean? Kilomar, says the Rambam, Shikavar Kol Mesim Yisrael Biyomoso. That anyone, any Jew who dies should be buried on the day of his death. And the Rambam goes on to quote some other things about Mes Mitzvah. So you see from the Rambam, and when it comes to the positive commandment of Kavura, the Rambam does quote the Gemara Maseches Sanhedrin that the mitzvah, the positive commandment of Kavura, applies even to Shar Mesim. It's not limited to Haruge Basin. So you may say, okay, fine. Maybe the Rambam thinks that it's a machlokas in the Gemara and Sanhedrin. We had two Lashonos. The first Lashon expanded the prohibition of Baal Talin. The second Lashon expanded the mitzvah of Kavura. Maybe the Rambam thinks that we accept the second Lashon of the Gemara and Sanhedrin, that we only expand the mitzvah of Kavura, we don't expand the Isser, the prohibition of Baal Talin, whatever that entails. And that's why the Rambam seems to say in the Sefer HaMitzvos that when it comes to the Lo Sase, it only applies to Haruge Beisdin, those who are given the death penalty of Skila, the Megadif and the Oved Avodah Zarah. And when it comes to the positive commandment of Kavura, it applies to Shar Mesim as well. That would be nice. But when you look at the Rambam in the Yad HaChazakah, the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah writes, in Source 7, Hilchas Sanhedrin, Perek Tezvav Halacha Ches, says, Ram Mitzvah Saseh Likvor Es Kol Haruge Basin B'yom HaRiga, says the Rambam, it's a positive commandment to kill, sorry, to bury all of those who were given the death penalty, Shenemar Ki Kavor Tikberenu Bayomahu, says the Rambam. Okay, so the positive commandment of Kfura applies to all Haruge Basin. Good, fine. Shalom Al Yisrael, says the Rambam. V'lo Haruge Basin Bilvad. This, what I'm about to say, is not limited to Kavura, to Haruge Basin. Ela Kol HaMelin Es Meso. What does the Rambam say? He should have said, Anyone who does halana sameis is mevatel the mitzvah of kavura. Says the Rambam, kol hamelin es meso over law below sase. Below sase. In other words, what the Rambam seems to be telling us is that the positive commandment of kavura is actually limited to haruge basin, whereas the negative commandment of Baal Talin, the low sase of Baal Talin, is what it's expanded to other Mesim as well, which is the exact opposite of what the Rambam said in the Sefer HaMitzvos. In the Sefer HaMitzvos, in the Lo Saseh by Baal Talin, the Rambam seemed to say that it only applies to Haruge Basin. And when it came to the positive commandment, the Rambam said that the mitzvah Pura applies to Shar Mesim, to all Mesim as well. Yet when it comes, in the Rambam, in the Mishnah Torah, when he quotes the mitzvah of Kvura, the positive commandment he seems to limit to Haruge Basin, yet the negative commandment of Baal Talin, he says, applies as it expands to all Mesim. So at first glance, it seems to be a glaring contradiction in the Rambam. We are, unfortunately, not going to spend too much time on that, or any time on that, but there are many achronim who work on exactly how to resolve this contradiction in the Rambam. Just the Mar Malkum, the Shagas Aryeh, has a tshuva in the Tshuvas HaChadoshos, not the regular Shagas Aryeh. He has an additional section of tshuvas called the Tshuvas HaChadoshos. In Simen Vav and Simen Zayin, he discusses Kvura, and he spends a lot of time working on exactly how to resolve this contradiction in the Rambam. Do we say that the positive commandment is expanded to other Mesim and not limited to Haruge Basin, or the negative commandment, or both, or neither? Take a look in the Shagas Aryeh. Okay, so now, what we want to know is what constitutes Baal Talin. The Torah says, Lo Solin Nivlaso Al Ha'etz. And then it says, Ki Kavor Tikberenu Bayomahu. So at what point does a person violate the Isser of Baal Talin by leaving over the body? Let's assume for now, we're going to assume for the rest of the shir, that the mitzvah, probably on a Daraisa level, maybe some Rishonim hold on a rabbinic level. We're going to assume that the positive commandment of Fura and the negative commandment of Baal Talin apply to all Mason, not limited to Haruge Basin, however you deal with the Rambam. But at what point does the person violate Baal Talin? What is the zman of the mitzvah? And at what point does the person mevatel the positive commandment of Kvura, ki kavor tibrenu bayom hahu? What's bayom hahu? So the Achronim seem to all be in agreement. If you take a look at the Rashash and the Gemara in Mesechta Sanhedrin and Daf Memvav, I put it here in the sources on source 10, and the Minchas Chinuch in this week's Parsha, Mitzvah Tav Kuf Lamed Zayin, they both assume that Baal Talin is like Baal Talin that we find in other areas of Halacha. For example, there is an Isser of Halanas Schar Sachir, that you're supposed to pay your workers on time. So if the worker worked for you during the day, so you're supposed to pay him that night. And at what point does the person violate Halanas Schar Sachir? The Gemara assumes that at Omer HaShachar, you have the entire night up until dawn to be able to pay him. So too when it comes to Achilas Karbanos. Certain Karbanos are allowed to be eaten the entire night. Maybe there's a gzeir for certain karbanos up until chatzos. And if the korban is left over, it becomes nosar. So at what point does the korban become nosar? So we assume at Omer HaShachar. And that's called Baal Talin, Lo Salin. So we see that the word halana, talin, in Chumash means up until Omer HaShachar. So these achronim, the Rashash, the Minchas Chinuch, assume that the avera of Baal Talin is violated at Omer HaShachar. In other words, if a mace dies during the day, so if the person neglects to do kvura until the next morning, that's the point in time where he violates Baal Talin. Now, what about the positive commandment of Ki Kavor Tikberenu Bayamahu? Is that at the same time? So the Achronim, both Rashash and the Minchas Chinuch and others assume that's actually earlier. In order to fulfill the positive commandment of Ki Kavor Tikberenu Bayom Hahu, Bayom Hahu means on that day, before Shkiyas Achama, before sunset. So if a person dies during the day on Thursday, so the mitzvah of Kvura, Ki Kavor Tikberenu Bayom Hahu, has to be fulfilled by sunset, by Shkiyas Achama. And the Avera of Baal Talin, Golsal and Nivlosal H, which we assume applies to all Mesim, is violated at Omer HaShachar. So they're two separate times. They're two separate times. There's the mitzvah of Kivura, which is Shkiyas Achama, and the Lav of Baal Talin, which is violated at Omer HaShachar. So the Shagas Arye has a very interesting suffix, and he thinks, he has a very interesting chiddush, that he thinks that one could have thought that, let's say a person neglects to do the Kivura. We're not talking about people leave over the halacha is halana lechvoda. If it's for the honor of the mace, it's permitted, right? Let's say a person anticipates that if they wait a day or two, more people will come to the levaya, or for family members to fly in. So that's mutter. The Gemara Mesechta Sanhedrin says explicitly that halina lechvoda is permitted. We're talking about a case where a person, it was not lechvoda, a person, the relative neglects to do kvura of the body. So let's say the person dies on Thursday, and they neglect to do the kvura until Friday. It wasn't lechvod hames. So now, do we say, okay, what's done is done. I neglected the mitzvah of kvura. I violated the aver of Baal Talin. Now I can take my time. Or do we say that the mitzvah of ki kavor tibirinu bayom hu is regenerated for the next day, and there's a new mitzvah of kvura for Friday, and a new Avera Baal Talin for, well, it's not going to be Nogea for Shabbos, but whenever the next Omer HaShachar comes up that's relevant, do we say that? So the Shagas says we do say that. Fascinating. He thinks that the mitzvah and the Avera are regenerated every day. So you can't say, oh, no, I was already Mevatel the mitzvah, I already violated the Avera, I can now take my time. No, it regenerates and he has a Raya, we're not going to get into his Raya. That's the opinion of the Shagas. Sorry, very interesting Chiddush. Now, there's a Gemara in Maseches Bava Kamma. The Gemara in Bava Kamma on Daf Pei Beis is listing all of the unique halachos that relate to Yerushalayim. So one of the unique halachos that relate to Yerushalayim, the Gemara in Maseches Bava Kamma says, Ein Malin Ba'as Ames. In Source 13, the Gemara says, Ein Malin Ba'as Ames. You're not supposed to do Halanas Ames. And the Gemara says, the source for that is a Gemara. Gemara doesn't mean a Gemara. Rashi explains it means a tradition. We have this tradition that there's a special halacha that you're not to do Halanas Ames in Yerushalayim. So all of the Rishonim, the Shita Mekubetz is over there, asks, whoa, that's special to Yerushalayim? Halanas Ameis applies everywhere. Everywhere. Not only Eretz Yisrael, even in Chutz La'aretz, the Isser of Halanas Ameis applies. And furthermore, the Gemara says, what's the source? Gemara. It's a tradition we have. It's a pasuk in this week's Parsha. Lo sol niv lo sol eitz is the source that you're not allowed to do Halanas Ameis. So first of all, why does the Gemara seem to say that the din of Halanas Ameis only applies in Yerushalayim? And furthermore, how can the Gemara say that the source is a tradition that we have? It's not a tradition, it's a pasuk in Chumash. That's the Shita Megubez's question. So the Shita over there answers in Source 14, the Shita says, the Gemara is teaching us a tremendous chiddush, that even though the halacha is that halinu l'chvoda was mutter, you're allowed to do halanas ameis if it's for the honor of the mace. You want to make a bigger levaya, you want to make sure that you have proper plans for the kvura. That does not apply in Yerushalayim. Take a look at the end of Source 14. V'shem yesh lomar, the last line. Di b'yushalayim ein melinin v'afilu l'chvodo di'ilu ba'alma l'chvodo mutter. It could be that in Yerushalayim, the heter, the dispensation of halana l'chvod ha'meis, does not apply. And Kimadum, I didn't look into it, but I think that's the way people are knowing, right? They do kfurs, right? Right away, right? Right, right. So if you take a look, what was that?
Immediately,
right. So where does the immediately come from? You don't see from the Shita Megubetzes. From the Shita Megubetzes, you see that you're not supposed to wait till the next morning. But if you take a look in Rashi, in Source 15, Rashi on that Gemara, Rashi says, Ein melin baza meis. Says Rashi, Meis ba'adam ba'osa yom, kover moso miyad. Rashi says, immediately. So it sounds like Rashi, potentially, what Rashi means to say is a chiddush on top of the Shita Megubetzes. The Shita Megubetzes says, the chiddush of the Gemara is, they are not supposed to do halana l'chvodo. That just means, they're not supposed to wait until the next morning. What Rashi seems to be telling us is, not only that, you're supposed to, like we were saying beforehand, that you're not supposed to wait, not only you're not supposed to wait till the morning, you're supposed to do it immediately. Immediately. A tremendous chiddush of Rashi, and apparently that's what they do. Very interesting. Very interesting. Okay, the last thing we're going to discuss is, what exactly is kikavor tikberenu bayom hahu? What does it mean, kvura? What does it mean to do kvura? So most of the Rishonim seem to understand that kvura has something to do with karka. Something to do with karka. If you take a look in Source 16, the Ran, on that Gemara, the Chidush Ran in Mesechus, on Hedron Daf Mem Vav, says, Remez the kvura min haTorah, Kolomar, kvura's karka. Kvura's karka. And he explains why he thinks it must be from the Gemara. It must be that kvura takes place in the karka. But the Ran goes on to say that we find throughout Chazal the idea of a coffin, of an aron. And we know that Chazal used these things called kuchen, what are they called in English? Catacombs? Catacombs. Which seems to indicate that the bodies were not necessarily buried directly in the ground, rather they were placed in coffins, and that then put in the ground. And the Ran explains that makes a lot of sense, because apparently on a certain level, the whole idea of kvura is a type of geniza. It's like we do geniza on tashmishe kedusha. We do geniza also on bodies, which on a certain level are tashmishe kedusha. So he says, for that reason, we do kvura in the ground, but it doesn't necessarily have to directly be touching the ground. But the Ran assumes that the aron has to be placed into the ground in order to constitute kvura. Because by definition, kvura is geniza, and it has to be put in the ground, but it's sufficient to be in an aron. Now, the Ran quotes a medrash, which seems to indicate that there's a mila to bury directly in the karka, not in a coffin. But the Ran seems to say, well, you can take a look at the end of Source 16, the second to last line. He says, Aval mepnei shamar kasuv ki afar atav vel afar tashuv. Amru b'hagada, sha'afar hu refuaso. Afar on a certain level is the refua of the body, of the person. Tov l'kayim bo kfuras karka mamish shalo behefsek. V'chein minhagenu v'girona v'glilo se'ah. He says that was the minhag in Spain, that they would do direct burial into the karka without using a coffin. But it sounds like from the Ran that it's not necessarily a hiddur, an enhancement of the mitzvah of kvura per se. It's because of this idea of it's some type of refua, but it's not necessarily an enhancement of the mitzvah of kvura. If you take a look in Source 17, the Ramban says similar to the Ran, but it sounds like from the Ramban that the mitzvah of kvura, not only is it to be in the karka, it sounds like from the Ramban it's actually an enhancement of the kvura if done directly in the karka. Take a look in source 17. The Ramban says, "Nemsein lemeidin sha osa aron lemeis umenicha beisak faros eino kvura." Says the Ramban, he has some proofs that if a person puts the body into a coffin but doesn't bury the coffin in the ground, that does not constitute kvura. Ubichlal meilin es meisuhu overbelov. A person who neglects to put the aron into the ground is over the iser of halanas ameis. Vim osa aron bekover bekarka. Says the Ramban, if you make the aron and you put the aron in the karka, eino overlov, says the Ramban, you don't violate the Isra Bal Talin. Va'avu pichein yofehu lekover ba'aretz. Says the Ramban, but nevertheless, it's preferred to do kvura directly in the ground. The kvuras arts mamish mitzvah. Says the Ramban, because kvura in the ground, mamish, meaning without the separation of a coffin, is a mitzvah. Unclear in the Ramban whether he thinks it's the mitzvah or it's just an enhancement of the mitzvah of kvura, unclear. Says the Ramban, skipping a line, "Umashenogu chachmei Yisrael b'talmid ba'aronos la'achar ikol abasar." The Ramban brought a proof. The Ramban said, we find aronos. Chazal used coffins. So you see clearly Chazal were not makbid on doing kvura directly in the karka. They would take the body, put in the yaron, then put the yaron in the karka. So you see that that's sufficient for the mitzvah of kvura. Says the Ramban, no. Says the Ramban, they would wait until the body decomposes, and then they would put the body in the aron. But first, they would bury the body directly in the karka. Alternatively, they would make holes in the coffin, and that would constitute burying directly in the karka. But we see from the Ramban, unclear whether he thinks that that's li'ikuva, that one only fulfills the mitzvah if they bury directly in the karka, or at least it's an enhancement of the mitzvah of kvura, whereas the Ran seems to say that the full mitzvah of kvura is with the aron in the ground, but there's a mila for this refuah, this, you know, heebie-jeebie kind of thing, that if you bury directly into the karka, it's better for the body, but it's not necessarily an enhancement of the mitzvah of kvura. Just one last thing, when you learn Hilchos Avelos, they quote a Rashi, the Ramban and Taurus Adam quotes a Rashi who seems to indicate that the mitzvah of kvura can be fulfilled even without karka. Rashi seems to say, maybe, that Avelos begins once the aron is sealed. And we usually assume that the mitzvah of Avelos, the Chi of Avelos, begins upon kvura. So Rashi, quoted by the Ramban, seems to indicate that maybe the mitzvah of kvura can be fulfilled with an aron even without the karka. Exactly what the Ramban was coming to reject. So you have to know whether that Rashi actually means that you can fulfill the mitzvah of kvura by putting in the aron without actually burying the coffin. So those are some highlights of the mitzvah of kvura and the Isra of Bal Talin.
Once the aron is in the karka?
That's Rashi in Gemara Ksubas, Gemara in Gemara Sanhedrin, all over. But Rashi quoted by the Ramban and Taurus Adam does not say that.
Okay.
Yashikayach.